The newspaper was called the St. Petersburg Times when Lucy Morgan signed on as a reporter back in 1968. Today, the paper is the Tampa Bay Times, and Morgan told Tiger Bay members she'd sort of hoped to cover one more big story before retiring.
But I really wanted to see a trial and see what would happen and come with all of this. However, I didn't want to spend 2 weeks in Orlando watching one, so it's a mixed blessing.
The trial had been set for February 11th. On the very day it was to begin, the defendant, former Republican Party of Florida Chair Jim Greer, pleaded guilty to multiple counts of fraud, grand theft, and money laundering. But Morgan says it's likely there were other people involved.
Greer himself described in deposition a group of legislative leaders who were spending like drunken sailors. That's some of the testimony we missed by not having a trial. I would have loved to have had more identification of the drunken sailors and what they might have done with it.
The public, Morgan says, will also be spared the details of numerous junkets with many high-powered Florida Republicans on the guest list. What info that is available came from former party executive director Delmar Johnson and apparently involved then-party finance chief Harry Sargent.
There were frequently for men-only trips that involved women who were essentially paid to be there. But Delmar added the detail of seeing a golf cart driven by one of Harry Sargent's employees that was filled with prostitutes.
That allegedly happened in the Bahamas in January of 2008. Greer's associations also included then-Republican Governor Charlie Crist, as well as former U.S. Senator and longtime Crist political pal George Lemieux. Morgan says one of Greer's biggest problems was that he had so few other supporters.
Greer, who had been hand-selected by Charlie at the advice of Lemieux, quickly became hated by everyone else in the party. He was, in the depositions, he's described as an arrogant bully, a spendthrift, just always demanding. Every place he went had to be equipped first with peanut M&Ms, Diet Coke, and Maker's Mark, a fairly good bourbon.
At the height of his power, Greer routinely stayed in hotel rooms costing up to thousands of dollars a night. Morgan says his accommodations will soon be somewhat more modest.
He faces sentencing next month. Could get as much as 3.5 years. My guess, looking at sentencing guidelines and the fact that he has no felony conviction in his background, would put it closer to 18 months of what he'll come out of it with.
And what about the other players in the Jim Greer saga?
I actually think that some of these people may be worse off for their not having been a trial than they would have been with a trial, because the trial itself might have been less spectacular than some of the facts in the background that we know from reading depositions and discovery.
A notable exception to that, Morgan believes, is Charlie Crist, the man who put Greer in the position that led to his downfall. Now a Democrat, Crist's approval ratings remain significantly higher than his successor, Republican Rick Scott. And it's widely assumed that Crist is gearing up for another gubernatorial run. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.